Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on? Big 12 Nation, America, college football heads all over the world. What the heck is going on? Now, what I want to talk about right now is the expansion of the Big 12 and the jealousy and the hate and the stupidity that we received from ESPN and Fox Sports 1, which I was surprised Fox Sports 1 did it, about the competition not being good enough. So two of the teams that we know for sure that they were trying to add was Cincinnati, which, you know, has a great history in basketball and in the last 10 years has had an excellent history in football. But just a quick few pointers about the whole situation. It's actually pretty funny that they would say the competition isn't up to par. And the reason why is I want to give you guys some numbers. Just real quick, just think about that. Since 2007, Cincinnati has gone 76-29 in FBS. One of the fastest rising college football programs ever. BCS bowl burst and everything. Now, right now, there's a top 16 FBS record since 2007. Alabama is number one. Cincinnati and BYU are tied for 16th. Not even Texas is in this as far as winning streak since 2007. Where you have great numbers. They're 82-35. BYU's 82-35 since 07. So them saying they're not up to the competition, one, is bullcrap because everybody that they're in this top 16 with is actually a pretty damn good competition. I mean, Alabama, Boise State, Ohio State, Oregon, Oklahoma, TCU, LSU, Florida State, Clemson, Michigan State, which, by the way, Michigan State's head coach was one of the coaches at Cincinnati recently. Wisconsin, Georgia, USC, Oklahoma State, Stanford, BYU. So that's out the door. That's just a bunch of bull crap. Now, as far as bowl games, they went to the International Bowl in 07, Papa John's Bowl in 07 because it was earlier in the year. 2009, Orange Bowl. 2010, Sugar Bowl. 2011, Liberty Bowl, 2012, Belk Bowl, 2013, Belk Bowl, 2014, Military Bowl, this past year, the Hawaii Bowl. Now, their coaches since 2004, Mark D'Antonio, one of the best coaches in the country, Michigan State. Brian Kelly, 2007, one of the best coaches in the country, Notre Dame. Butch Jones, one of the best coaches in the country, now at University of Tennessee. Since 2013, Tommy Tuberville, somebody we are all familiar with in the Big 12, former Texas Tech coach, now the head coach at University of Cincinnati. So just with the last four coaches here at this school, every single one of them has played in a BCS or a national championship game. Every single coach has played in a national championship game or has coached, is a head coach in the SEC at least. Every single one of them has either played in a national championship game or been a head coach at an SEC school within times of being at UC. So that means within walking distance of University of Cincinnati. So I find that quite odd that people say, oh, well, Cincinnati is not great competition. Well, it's bullcrap, and it's ESPN's way of trying to manhandle and bully stuff again. Even more info, guys, just past 2 years ago, the University of Cincinnati got their stadium remodeled because they wanted to get into a bigger conference. They were actually playing at the Cincinnati Bengals Stadium. As you guys know, former TCU star Andy Dalton is one of the best quarterbacks in the league and has led Cincinnati Bengals to the playoffs every year, which is an NFL stadium. Everybody knows NFL stadiums are huge. So Cincinnati had enough people to be at a professional football stadium. That's out the door, and either or, while they were at the professional football stadium, they were adding on 10,000 seats. So now their stadium is 40,000 plus. Also, they were saying about weak competition. Last year, UC just beat the crap out of Miami, Florida, which is, as you know, a ACC school, same team that a lot of times people struggle with. So it's all up in the air. Now, Houston, as we know, last year, Houston and Cincinnati went at it pretty much to win the conference that they were all in. It's the AAC right now. Hopefully these two teams will end up being the Big 12 because they have the fan bases, and they obviously over the last 10 years have the proven winning record. Now, I'm going to go over Houston's schedule real quick from last year because I think it's funny that they said the competition wasn't that great. Okay, so Houston's schedule last year. Beat Houston, beat Tennessee Tech, some bullcrap team, 52-24. Beat Louisville, Texas State, we all know about San Marcos State. That was a win there. So they beat Tulsa, beat SMU, beat Tulane, beat UCF, beat the crap out of Vanderbilt, a quote-unquote SEC school, 34-0. Had a hard-fought win over Cincinnati, won by a field goal, 33-30, which obviously we know Cincinnati's other team trying to get in. Memphis, they barely beat Memphis by 1 point. They lost at UConn, got caught sleeping, beat Navy, which was a top-ranked team last year, and then they beat Temple, who took Notre Dame to the last minute against Notre Dame last year. And then obviously ranked number 9, coming off of a national championship not too many years ago, Florida State beat them in the Peach Bowl 38-24, beat them pretty handily. So, you know, all this bull crap about, you know, they want to up the competition, adding those two schools will up the competition pretty doggone well. They're both some pretty nasty schools. And as far as basketball, I don't know about Houston's basketball, but Cincinnati's basketball, everybody knows about Bob Huggins and the Bearcats being ranked number 1 in the 90s. Cincinnati's always had a Big 12 type basketball team where they've got to the NCAA tournament and have been ranked in the top 25. I mean, anybody with common sense can just look that up being a sports fan. So I think it's a crapshoot for, you know, whatever they're trying to pull. But, you know, it looks like Big 12 is going to try and go forward and keep on expanding. And I hope they do keep expanding. So let's go to 2007 UC football. Here's their schedule. They played an FCS team, Southeast Missouri State, beat them 59-3. Oregon State, September 6, 2007, beat the crap out of a Pac-12 Oregon State team, 34-3. Beat Marshall, beat San Diego State, Fort Rutgers, lost to Louisville, lost at Pittsburgh, beat South Florida, beat Connecticut, lost to West Virginia, at Syracuse, they won, and then versus Southern Miss, they won in a bowl game. The point I'm trying to make is that if there's such a bad competition, we all know Pac-12 is a BCS school or a top-tier school. Any Pac-12 team is a top-tier. So for them to blow out a Pac-12 school when they were in the Big East, now it's the defunct Big East, 34-3, it shows you that they're the real deal Holyfield. Now, let's go on to 2008, the next year, to show you. And they finished the season ranked in the top 25. So now let's go to 2008. Let's go over that year's roster or that year's schedule. So in 2008, UC finished ranked 17th. They won the Big East, and they're on fire. They played Eastern Kentucky, beat the crap out of them at home, played Oklahoma, in Norman, lost to Oklahoma, beat everybody else on their schedule, beat West Virginia, which is now a Big 12 team, beat Louisville, which is now an ACC team, beat Pittsburgh, which is now an ACC team, beat Syracuse, which is now an ACC team, and then lost to Virginia Tech in the BCS Orange Bowl. It was at that time called the FedEx Orange Bowl. So there's like seven teams, and they finished ranked in the top 25. There's seven teams that year that are in, quote-unquote, better conferences that they beat the crap out of. Recruiting doesn't go away that quick. All right, so let's go to the next year, 09. Just to show you that this is just all about power with this television deal, trying to say the competition isn't that great. 2009, let's say these guys go 12-1. They beat Rutgers at Rutgers, a Big Ten team now. Beat the crap out of Rutgers. Southeast Missouri State, a cupcake team. Went to Oregon State, beat the crap out of Oregon State. So they just whooped the Pac-12 team again. Fresno State, beat them at home. Miami of Ohio, rivalry game. South Florida, beat them. Louisville, ACC team now. Beat the crap out of them. Syracuse, ACC team now. Beat the crap out of them. West Virginia, a Big 12 team now. Beat the crap out of them. Illinois, another Big 10 team. Been Big 10 forever. Beat them 49-36 on ABC. December 5th, Pittsburgh, ACC game, which is a rivalry. Beat them, barely beat them 45-44. Lost to Florida in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. All right, so that's over, like, that's a ridiculous amount. I think that's like 15, I haven't even got to 2010 yet, but that's like 15 FBS powerhouse conference teams that they've beat just in that three-year span. I'll go to 2010 now. I just want everybody to really, research this to show you that the excuse of them saying that the competition isn't that great is absolutely ridiculous. They've beat the crap out of teams that have, been top-notch teams whatsoever. That year, 2010, looked like it was a rough year, but that year they played Oklahoma, and they barely lost Oklahoma. They lost Oklahoma 29-31 in a year that they didn't even make a bowl game. Beat Louisville that year. Lost to Syracuse, lost to West Virginia, lost to Pittsburgh. But they lost to a top-five Oklahoma team in a year they didn't make a bowl game by two. So how can that not be great competition? that's insane. And I believe that might have been one of the years that Oklahoma beat Alabama. So let's go to 2011 and 2012 before I get out of here. I'd like to get all the way up to the next three, but I know I'm going to run out of time. The next year they beat Austin Peay, lost at Tennessee, an SEC team, beat North Carolina State, an ACC team, Louisville, now an ACC team, Pittsburgh, another ACC team, whooped them, Syracuse, another ACC team, whooped them, Vanderbilt, beat them in a bowl game, an SEC team. So I'll go over 2012, and I mean, y'all get the point I'm trying to make. I know it's repetitive. I know you're like, okay, we get your point, but, you got to overemphasize sometimes because it's just really stupid that they would try and block the Big 12's TV contract when they're trying to expand, but yet they don't want to give them a chance because they, quote-unquote, don't have what you call a championship game, a league championship game, but yet they're proving their point right now about how good they are and who they're playing. So that year, they beat Pittsburgh at home, first game of the season, 34-10. FCS team, they beat now, and this is 2012 here. Virginia Tech. Everybody knows the Mighty Hokies. We're ranked at that time. Beat Virginia Tech 27-24 at Virginia Tech. Miami, Ohio, the rivalry game. Beat them. One of FCS team, Fordham. Played Toledo, played Louisville. Tough losses there. Beat Syracuse. Beat Temple. Obviously, Syracuse is the ACC team now. Beat Duke, which is another ACC team. In their final bowl game that year. So, I don't know what the hell they were talking about when they said that the competition isn't there. But, I mean, I don't get where that came from. But looking at the stats, looking at Houston, looking at Cincinnati, looking at their fan bases, looking at the teams they play, looking at the coaches they've had in the past decade, it's a bull crap. It's a bull crap BS argument, and it's just a power move. I'll go over 2013, and then we get out of here. They beat Purdue first game of the season, 42-7. a Big Ten team. That's like the fifth Big Ten team or Pac-12 team they beat the crap out of in the last 5 years of, quote-unquote, this not-so-great competition and been ranked again. At Illinois' loss, then they played Northwestern State, Miami, Ohio, South Florida, Temple, Connecticut, Memphis, SMU, which you know Baylor plays SMU every damn year. At Rutgers, a Big Ten team, beat them 52-17. Houston, they beat them 24-17 that year. Louisville lost to them in an overtime fight, and then North Carolina played them in a bowl game, another ACC school. So, you know, the rhetoric or the propaganda ESPN is trying to sell you about the Big 12's expansion moves aren't good enough is a bunch of bull crap. I mean, they've got double-digit wins over power conference teams in about every power conference over the last 8 seasons and have barely lost to Oklahoma. So that argument is way out the door, and it's a bunch of nonsense. So hopefully the Big 12 moves forward, adds Houston, adds Cincinnati, makes our conference tougher, and makes us a better competition overall in the college football world. This has been Big 12 Nation Expansion Special Edition. I will see you guys in a couple weeks. The ball kicks off September 3rd. See you guys.